Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Max Show. I'm Jeff Gamet, your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And with the group of people that's here, it can only mean one thing. No two things. No three things. No one expects a Spanish Inquisition. Anyhow.
There was a new episode of Murderbot.
And it was good. I watched it last night. It was a lot of fun. Anyhow. But the other two things it means is that it must be Friday because of the awesome group of people. And it's also keynote poker day because Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference kicks off in just a couple days. It's Friday the 6th as we record. So Monday the 9th, that's when they'll do their keynote event. And of course, that means that we need to offer up our predictions. Patrice, I'm going to hand it over to you because you are the best.
Yes.
What's the appropriate term?
I'll just say in this week's parlance, Patrice is our very own sec unit.
I would say the queen. You're the queen.
Yeah,
the queen of the bingo.
Queen.
Okay, so our queen of ceremonies, Patrice, mm-hmm. she's going to take over and run the game show because she is so good at it. And if you ever watched a keynote poker day where she hasn't been able to join and I fill in for her, clearly.
Which has happened.
It has happened, but you are superior.
Yes.
excuse me. So anyhow. Let's jump in.
I wanted to do like a quick, really brief recap of our 2025 predictions because I think they might be interesting for this keynote session. Ewan thought early in this year, we did that in beginning of January somewhere, that there would be no major earth-shaking products to be released this year. Ben, a new lowest and iPhone will switch to OLED. We'll probably have to wait for that. No hardware refresh for Apple Vision Pro, Jeff. I said Vision OS 3 will have improvements to spatial FaceTime. Ewan, round 2, Apple will take a device from the pro market and make an education version, for example, the iPad. A new slimmer iPhone SKU will be real. You call it the iPhone Air. A Beats branded HomePod product, like the HomePod Mini, but as Beats from Jeff. And I said Apple will release a video doorbell. So just to recap what our graded predictions are, there's also Apple Intelligence is primary focus of WWDC 2025 from Ben, which might be interesting on the non-graded side. Other than that, most of it, we have the HomePad, we have Apple Vision Pro coming to Austria, things like that. So if you want to listen to the whole thing, go back to, I think it's January 10th, if I remember correctly. It says so in the document. Listen to the show on the website.
In other words, the reason you guys want to watch is that we're terrible at our job.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrice, before we go any farther.
I wanted to do that. I wanted to give you the intro to the predictions and then introduce the people that will do the predictions today before we then go into what the whole thing is about. But I wanted to give you the look back first. So with me, you've heard already the interim host, Jeff. So Jeff, this time I can say, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And you know what? I feel so much more relaxed because now all the pressure's on you.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. But yeah, and you look, as I said, you look like you had a haircut today, but really it was probably windy and you had to brush your hair.
Yes. Yeah. It's as if you were here.
Yes, see, I knew you. Also with awesome hair, we have Marty with us. And I think this is your first keynote poker, right?
Yeah, this is my first keynote poker. I'm a keynote poker virgin, and I just am not certain. I'm a little anxious because I'm not a good poker player. I often overestimate what the likelihood of things are. I like to take high risk, and it always doesn't work for me. So I'm just going to sit back and take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think we have a pretty poor track record. I think it's like 20% or less
Yeah,
accuracy.
didn't I win one time because I was the only one in positive
I
points?
think so. Yeah, I think you
Yes,
had 0 points
last time.
Hey, Patrice,
No, Jeff
Marty's
Bong
actually
last time.
not showing up on the live stream.
Ooh, he's not.
That's to
Thank you.
balance out me showing up twice yesterday, correct?
That is true. Yeah, I had to switch to the other block, right? No, white.
That's
No,
good,
what was it?
everybody, because Marty is
For
actually naked.
five. No, that's correct. I just for some reason switched to the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now everybody should be there. Yeah, okay. Let's continue. So Marty, how
When they
so
say in the chat, no Marty, I don't know if they're saying they can't see me or they don't want
No. No, they couldn't
No
see me.
mas, no mas.
They couldn't see me. They could only see.
And he's right in the center, so we got your right center point here.
Great.
Center focus. So, yeah, with us as well, we have Dave, and I mean you're a pro on Keno Poker.
Oh, yeah. How many years have I been on the show now? It's got to be
It's
close
been a
to
while.
5 years now.
Probably, yeah.
Doing great. It's well-being day for my company again this year. And got the day off. The entire company got the day off today.
I mean, you're barely working on a Friday, to be honest. Like, it's like
This is
every time
true,
you're
but
like, oh, whatever, I took a day off.
Yeah, but the next show is a little more important. Come on. So yeah,
Yeah.
It's nice that they do that. We get 2 a year, so it's June and October. So I'm very happy to be off, and
Nice.
Absolutely happy to be here.
Very cool. Very cool. And also happy to have with us, we have the king of the, I think you were the king of the big show, right? I always forget which show you won. But you were the king, at least. Ben.
Yes.
I think Jeff is the king currently of Mac side because the September event.
Wait, so I've been the king all this time
Yes.
and didn't even realize it?
Apparently, yes.
That's probably why I have such a great track record as a leader.
Yes.
Yeah, the glow time event, I'm relatively certain that you won. So,
The
glow
glow
us.
job event.
The glow job, yes.
The glow job event.
Yes.
Ben, I'm so glad you remember that.
How could I forget it?
Exactly. How could you forget that? Good. Keynote poker rules. If for those people that do not remember how this works, we basically, oh, and I should also add update the header here. It's the WWDC 2025 Keynote Poker. So we have a set of rules. We have a document with the rules and with our predictions, and we will have 2 rounds this time. We have too many people to do more. In each round, each panelist, and we did a random order as per random.org, each panelist will introduce one prediction about the upcoming Apple event. Predictions should be concrete, should be deemed somewhat risky. If you said, oh, there will be a new iOS version, yeah, no. Also makes it super boring because then everybody bets 5 points and nobody wins anything. So it's kind of, I think, implied that you should do something that has a certain risk of being right or wrong. Predictions cannot be repeated by other panelists. So if someone picks something, please don't repeat it. Make it a little bit more interesting. It's off the table. For each prediction, the entire panel, and that includes the person who introduces it, and they're usually the first who gets the bet points from -5, meaning absolutely not going to happen, to +5, absolutely going to happen. And of course, you can also bet on your own thing and say, no, it's not going to happen if you're like you want to negate on that. A prediction is deemed correct if it has either been announced by the presenter or shown on a slide or in a video, basically. I mean, we're doing video presentation these days, so if it's somewhere in a video, it's fine. Anything that surfaces after on the website, whatever, press
State of the
releases,
Union.
does not matter. Doesn't count. It's only what you can see during the actual event, during the actual, well, video these days. For each prediction, panelists can either win the points or they bet or lose them. I think that makes sense. If you bet 5 points and it's correct, you will win them. If you bet 5 points and it was not correct, you will lose them. I think that's quite obvious. And of course, the person with the most points wins. And if there's a tie, we'll do a coin toss or multiple to decide the winner. I don't think that ever happened, but we could. That's it for the rules. It's quite easy. I have an example I always use. Tim Cook, I might say, Tim Cook will wear a yellow bow tie. I bet 5 points. Jeff bets -3. And then Tim wears a rainbow colored bow tie. And then Jeff gets 3 points and I lose 5. So that's how easy that is. And we'll just go around. We have a section of ungraded things at the end. If you have some extras that you didn't use, then feel free, we can add them for the bragging rights. Funny enough, usually our ungraded things are usually better than the ones that we thought would happen. And
at least we're consistent.
At least we're consistent, yeah. And the random order that we've picked is Dave will start, Ben, then Jeff, then Marty, and I'll go last and, yeah, do the end. Yeah, and we always start with the person who like presents the prediction, so we'll rotate around a little bit. And that means we'll start, first things first, with Dave. What's your first prediction?
This is going to be a bold one, but I thought it'd be a fun one, so I'm just going to go all in here. I think Apple's going to introduce what's called a creative mode. It's going to get introduced in Mac OS 26. That'll allocate more CPU, GPU, and RAM for Final Cut Pro logic and AI tools. It'll get dramatic interface shift. So you'll see some low distraction full screen and ambient sounds. So I think it's going to make Final Cut and Logic a much better experience. And I'm going to say +5, just to be bold with this.
Okay, I wrote down Apple will introduce a creative mode that will allocate more resources for creative/AI tools.
Yes.
Is that okay? Good.
Yes.
And you said it's +5. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. That means Ben, you're all in, of course. Ben, your opinion on that. Like, is that something that you think will happen? And what's your bet?
It's something that I want so much for Dave to be right here. My heart says yes, but my brain says -5.
That is probably the right bet given our track record. -5. Jeff, will you follow that or are you with Dave on this one?
Well, I can't wait to find out. Let's see what comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, even Jeff doesn't know.
Okay, so this is not something I had even thought about until Dave dropped it on us right now. And like Ben, I absolutely love this idea and I think it could be incredibly useful for a lot of creative people, but other people that just need to focus it on a specific app. So I absolutely love this idea. I believe it is not happening at all. However, I emotionally support this with my entire heart, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a +5.
Okay.
Because I love you, Dave.
That was a very long way to get to a +5.
That's a beautiful.
Oh, my God. By the way, we will also have the chat come up with a common or averaged out prediction and I'll add it to the document. So chat room, think about that. And in the meantime, Marty, your thoughts.
Yeah. You know, when Dave first announced this, I had to, you know, spend some time in my brain figuring out what he's doing. I think this is a great idea. It is it would sound very attractive to developers and content producers to be able to do that. I'm giving it a -2.
Okay.
I'm hedging my bets.
That is actually, I mean, that's what you do in this case. You might fully agree with it, but you might also just hedge your bets. I'm actually going to do the same thing because while I can totally see that happening, I'm not sure Apple will make it that obvious that they're doing that. I think it's just a background thing they're going to do. I'm not even sure they will talk about it. So I'm giving it a -5 for that. And the chat room, I think, also agreed, at least Bob Beach I saw. So we'll put -5 for them in as well. Which means, well, Jeff and Dave, I hope you're right, because otherwise you're losing points. Because everybody else disagrees.
Like I said, a bold prediction.
It is a bold prediction. Let's see. Does Ben have a bold prediction as well?
I wouldn't exactly call this a bold prediction, but a prediction that firmly goes into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Apple will release a dedicated games app.
Dedicated games app. So kind of like Game Center on steroids?
Kind of like a dedicated games launcher a la mm-hmm. their own Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other guys that shall not be named.
Yeah, like an Apple Arcade or an arcade type of app, right? Have an app where you can launch games, buy yep. games, see yeah, your scores.
Kind of rival of Steam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of rival what Steam does.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're giving it 5 points.
Plus five.
Yeah, cool.
Mostly because if I'm not, Mark Gurman's going to look like an idiot.
No, you should give it minus 5 points because then it's absolutely going to happen because we all mm-hmm. said it's not.
All right. This is one I have been thinking about. And... I think even though Apple still is not the company it wants to be when it comes to gaming, that they're trying more now mm-hmm. than they have been. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very likely that we will get this new dedicated games app. I believe it will replace Game Center completely. And yeah, so this will be the nexus for all of your Apple game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I fully emotionally support Ben on this one, and I'm giving it a five. Marty, nice. There's a pattern to how I bet, and it's typically emotional. It's
typically that you're wrong. No.
Yes, that is accurate. It's emotional and wrong.
Method to that madness. Yeah, speaking of Marty, you're next. So do you want this?
I'm going with a plus five on this. The thing that makes me think I would love them to do this, and I would love them to say developers who place apps in this launcher are only going to be charged 15% instead of 30%. Yeah. Wow. Take that, Epic.
Yeah. Only 15%. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna bet against all of you mostly for strategic reasons, because if everybody says plus five, it's kind of boring if I also did. But I also am not so sure Apple will do that way. I mean, it would be nice, it would be cool if they did. I just don't see it happening. They have the App Store. They can just do it through there. They don't need a dedicated app. But we'll see.
Oh,
I
might be damn. Wrong.
I might be wrong.
That's a really good point.
Dave, separate app, not separate app? What's your opinion?
I think they're going to do it. It's Game Center itself is just so overdue for an overhaul. It's such an archaic way, and that's a good pun.
It's
right
hidden.
There.
It's barely visible.
And it's hidden. You know, when I play a game, you get your little notification. Oh, you're connected to the game, and
that's all you get.
That's all you get. So I think Apple's been there's been a lot of rumor and discussion about how Apple's really diving in to get into gaming more and more, and making mm-hmm. it even more an extensive platform. So I'm all in. I'm gonna go plus five.
Plus five for you. So I think if I'm correct, then it will be good for me. If not, then you all win 5 points. Well, except for the chat room, who gets four. So we'll see about that. Jeff, that means your emotional prediction. Please don't tell me I have to count shirts again or ties or Apple Watch bands or anything like that.
I'm not going to make you count shirts or ties or watch bands.
Thank you.
shoes. That's right. And okay, so here's mine. We're going to get a demonstration of AirPods being used for live language translation.
Okay.
So
that sounds
for those
cool.
of you that are like, I don't get exactly what Jeff's saying. Universal translator from Star Trek. So Ben is speaking fluent Klingon, which I don't speak.
Hopla.
Hopla. Yes. Bring me the gawk. And when Ben says bring me the gawk in Klingon, my AirPods translate it in real time so that I hear in English, bring me the gawk, because gawk is actually a proper noun. Otherwise, it'd be bring me the fresh live Klingon worms. and so I feel like I am obligated to give this a +5. Otherwise, it appears that I do not emotionally support myself.
Makes sense. Marty, I mean, cool feature, right? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a given. I'm going to go +5 on this.
All right, +5 for Marty. So now, do I go strategic or not? I think I'm just going to support Jeff because I think it's a good use of technology I already have. It's also a good way to show, hey, we're doing Apple Intelligence. So yeah, why not? They're going to do that. And they can sell more products. So win. Dave, going to go with us?
I think it's going to be a given. It'll be interesting to see how they demonstrate it because, you know, with it being pre-recorded keynote to how they're going to demonstrate it. Because I tend to remember if they've ever done like actual physical devices and doing an actual demonstration. So I'm a little on the fence on that piece, but
they've definitely done it when they introduced the AirPods Pro 2. They did the whole noise cancellation thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
all right, +5. I'm
Dave, I think the way they'll do the demo, it will be one of their highly produced video things where we'll get it as a scenario with people interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not live, so they can make it nice and creative.
Exactly. They're gonna meet a happy, chippy Californian in a park somewhere, and they speak some different language.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very beautiful people as well, of course, always. Yeah. Good. That leaves Dave, you were +5 as well?
Yes, +5.
Okay, sorry, I didn't write that down. Then Ben, are you gonna go with us and do like a washout round?
Yeah, pop open the blood wine. I'm going +5.
Okay. So, sorry, Jeff wasn't creative enough, I guess.
That's all right. At least you didn't have to count shirts. So
that is, I'm very thankful for that. Thank you.
Yeah, it was worth wasting the round.
Yeah, I mean, there is a small chance that the chat room loses a point less if it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bob Beach said +4. Marty, your first prediction in this poker.
Inaugural.
Okay, full disclosure. I have tried to put together these lists and on a previous show that I was on with the old Mac gang. And so I took a bunch of articles and ran them all through ChatGPT using deep research to ask it to prioritize from most likely to least likely from the predictions and the announcements and the information. And I got this wonderful list, and some of them are so obvious I can't say them. Some of them have been said. I won't say what. I'm swinging for the fences on this one. I think there's so much left in, and there have been so many hints at this product being in the code. I think they're going to do a home pad. And they're going to announce the product to be released at another time. But they're going to bring developers into the idea of having SDKs available for them to be able to work on this product.
Okay. I wrote down HomePad is announced. Whatever. I mean, if it has a different name, I think when we see the name, we'll be like, okay, that's Marty's prediction. Released another time, but devs get to develop for it, basically. And I'm guessing you give it 5 points.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play cards that I don't believe in. So, yeah, five Makes points.
Sense. Makes sense. Good.
Marty, I play cards I don't believe in all the time.
All the time. All the time. I think you're right. I mean, I would say hardware, like any other year, I would have said hardware announcement, not very likely. But given recent issues with AI, Apple Intelligence especially, I think they have to show something, and their hardware game is always their strongest point, right? They're really good at hardware, not so good at software usually these days.
Yeah, and it'll be the thing that the press can talk about.
Exactly.
In all the articles after WWDC, except for, well, they got a fresh coat of paint. Yeah, that's not really exciting press.
Exactly. So I fully agree, and I'm going to give that a 5 points because I think that's the story, and the developer story makes sense. Hey, you have to develop for that. So here are the SDKs. So makes sense. Dave, your thoughts?
I agree with you, Patrice. It's obvious. I think it's something they have to pull away the attention from Apple Intelligence, how that was kind of a bit of an epic fail. So why not knock it out of the park and give us something that we've been talking about for the last 2 years that this is going to happen? So I'm all in. I'm going to do plus five on that as well.
All right. Another plus five for that one from you. And Ben, hardware or not, are we going to get this?
I will say this. I wholeheartedly believe this product exists. But I don't know because of the... I think it's one of those products that is very tied to Apple Intelligence, which is not exactly going as planned. I will go with a push. Zero.
Wow. Okay. That's gonna be okay. That is, I mean, I know that's one of your strategies sometimes, but that's a surprise. Jeff, are you gonna go with us or are you gonna go against us?
All right, so climb on board the logic train, people, because we're going to crazy town.
Yeah, you're gonna go logic and then make an emotional decision.
Spoilers, Patrice.
I know you.
Okay. you know me so well. Okay. So, yes, we've been hearing about this HomePad product for a while. And like everyone has been saying, this is something that would be really good to show off this year. Being able to show something that they can actually deliver, unlike last year, would be a really smart move right now. And the HomePad does seem to be that type of product. So I think it's very, very likely they're going to make this product, and that we will get an announcement of some sort about it during the keynote. Okay, so now here's where I go off the rails. Because I know how this works. I give it a plus five and I ruin the chances of it happening. Therefore, I'm going to take one for the team and go minus five so that it does happen and Marty gets his 5 points on this one.
Okay.
However, I really believe this is going to happen.
I knew it. It's a logic train and then you jump off of it and do it emotionally.
You jump off of it. You go plus five.
I'll have
me.
To take one for you sometime, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so sweet. Have to.
No, Jeff didn't jump off the logic train. He detonated the bridge.
Okay, that's also possible. Yeah.
And then rode the train all the way down like Slim Pickens.
Yeah. So my prediction, final in this round, is we will get to see the new Siri. Because remember, last year they talked a little bit about it, and then it never happened, and there was a whole kerfuffle about it, and then Apple said, oh, it's coming later. And I think they just need that win now. They need to show that it wasn't all crap, and that they're really working on it, and it will be, they will make it as real as possible and say, this isn't like like make it in a way that it's not just, oh, it's a video and they just faked it. No, this is the real thing, even if it's not done and it's coming, whatever, early next year. They will make sure that people see that this is happening. And I think Siri is the thing that will push that. Like saving face, basically. So fast five for me, of course, for that. Dave.
Siri.
New Siri is shown off. That's what I wrote off.
Oh, what the heck? I'll go all in. Plus five.
Plus five. Okay. I'm hoping someone disagrees with me. Because otherwise it's boring. Ben, will you disagree with me?
I sure will.
Good.
I think after last year's disaster where the prior Apple AI leadership pretty much just showed off vaporware. I think Apple isn't going to touch Siri or Apple Intelligence features unless they are something that is actionable this fall.
Yeah. I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So you're giving it a minus five? Is that what I'm hearing?
I kind of thought negative two.
Negative two. Okay. So you're not 100% convinced.
No.
All right. Jeff, what's your emotional reaction to this one?
My emotional reaction is always support you, Patrice.
Oh.
My logical train. My logic caboose is rattling around the tracks. I think Apple does need to show off a new Siri, and it needs to be functional when they show it off, and not a vaporware thing when they show it off. Based on what we have for a track record from Apple, Siri has languished for a very long time.
Yes,
and they failed to be able to follow through on their AI actions or announcements last year. I really doubt if Apple is in a position to be able to show us a new Siri this year.
Okay.
So here's my thing. Do I go with my heart or do I go with my logic?
Heart.
Let's go with heart.
That's because Ben wants to win the points when it doesn't happen.
Right. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to vote for the entertainment value for our audience on this one.
So and minus five.
So let's go minus five. Although emotionally, I am a plus five on this one, Patrice.
Yeah. So you're just guaranteed it's going to happen. No. That's what you're saying.
You're welcome.
I went with you. So,
see, Marty, you're closing this prediction.
Everybody's talking how Apple's not going to talk about Apple Intelligence during this thing. I think Apple has enough bravado and enough, you know, they're not going to not talk about the elephant in the room. In fact, they will probably get better press by talking about the elephant in the room. My heart says it should be a plus five. My poker playing says it should be a plus three.
So it's a plus three.
Plus three.
Good. Okay. That's going to be an interesting prediction. We're all over the place. Like Dave and me with a plus five, Jeff with a minus five, the chat room, Bob Beach said plus two. So Marty is also around that with a plus three. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to be interesting.
Now my minus five makes even more sense.
It
because
does.
It's all about making this round interesting.
Yes. You know what's also interesting?
Oh, Patrice, do tell.
Our sponsor also gets plus 5 points. We have a new sponsor. It is AWE Technologies from the UK. It's Ewan's and Anders' company. If you've heard about Sentry and the whole Sentry system, that's the company behind it. And it's really cool. And they're sponsoring our servers from as of, I think earlier this week or last weekend. Yeah, last week after Mac Show. So last week Friday,
awesome.
We bought the new servers and set them up over the weekend. And yeah, they're a really cool company. They do a lot of, I mean, you, like they do a lot of really cool like technical solutions for monitoring construction sites. I know that Ewan and Anders are a lot in, for example, in the London area, working with TfL on new railway construction and monitoring for environmental factors, vibrations, sound levels, noise levels, dust levels, all of that, video surveillance, to analyze it later, how efficient it was, all of that. So it's like a really cool Sentry, especially a really cool solution that has won a couple awards already. Highly recommended, really cool company, and they're now sponsoring BTN, so couldn't be better. So awetechnologies.co.uk. That's their website. Head over there if you're interested. And then reach out to Ewan.
Awesome.
Great.
And so great to have also have a live chat. And do you want me to try and do that one since you just did that?
Yes.
All right. So now the pressure's really on because Patrice talks about the live chat way better than I do. When she's not here, I muddle through it. But now Patrice is here to shame me in real time. Okay, so first off, Patrice put a lot of effort into modernizing our live stream and our live chat. And that was absolutely fantastic. So thank you for doing that, Patrice. Now the live chat, when you go to our live stream, it's just there. It's just part of the display. And you're automatically logged in, and you'll get a cool name like the one I saw earlier pop up was Upbeat Murdoch, and which sounds like Happy Daredevil, which doesn't happen very often. Although he did seem pretty happy in She-Hulk, so you know, there's that. In the live chat, you can interact with us in real time. When we're doing a regular show, you will see the links to the articles we talk about. When we do a regular show, you'll see the cool things, links for that. And today, since it's a keynote poker day, you can give us your votes or your bets on our predictions as we're doing the show too, which is why we've mentioned like Bob Beach is giving us his bets on our predictions. So Bob, thank you for doing that. If you want to change your name so that it actually shows what you want it to say instead of Upbeat Murdoch, which is actually kind of cool, there's a purple button at the top. Click on that. There's an option to change your name. And simple as that. All right. But what happens if you're watching or listening to the show after the fact? Well, you can't interact with us in real time unless you have a TARDIS or a DeLorean. But I think it would be better with a TARDIS because they're a lot roomier.
Or a time train.
Yeah, or a time train. Sure. Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of options, it turns out. A starship doing slingshot around a star.
A transporter.
Right. Okay. So there's a lot of ways you could do this, but let's say you don't have any of those options. What you need to do is go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
And I say it every week, but twice.
Every single week. And yet, years and years, over a decade. And I still have issues with it. Anyhow, there's a cool calendar there. Click on the date for the show. And today is Friday, June 6th. And when you click on that, you'll see the archive of that live chat.
Yeah.
So you can see all the links, all the conversations. It's all right there.
Yeah.
And
by the way, mm-hmm. that feature has its anniversary this week. Because the very first chat message from Anders with testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 was June 2nd, 2015.
Wow. I'm glad and the message was something that that was really
Profound.
Really profound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are pack rats.
Yeah, we have all
well,
of it.
There you go. I think I got through all of that and didn't sound like a complete idiot. So, whew, go me.
Go you.
With that, round two.
Fight. Round two. Dave.
Yes. I am going to talk about Apple Watch. There's going to be a customizable control center, and you may be able to add third-party widgets to the Apple Watch control center, and then you can enhance personalization. I think that's been it will be a nice option. So we already enjoy it on the iPad and the iPhone. Why not on the Apple Watch too? So I think this is something they're going to do.
Can we do that already?
Did we?
No. We can, okay, you cannot do third party. I was just checking. You can do some customization, but you cannot do third party yet.
Right, yet, but I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. No, I was just not sure if this wasn't even already a thing. Okay, customizable control center with third party widgets on the Apple Watch, I should say.
The control center, yes.
Yes.
The plus five.
Plus five. All right, Ben.
Okay. I'm going to balance out last time's relatively safe pick with kind of me taking the next step on some of the things I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. iPad OS in docked mode will allow at least some iPads to run Mac
OS
apps.
Ben, it's not
you're way
your
ahead.
Prediction yet. It's your bets I need.
Oh. Oh, never mind.
Good to know. Good to know, but
I was waiting to see how this was going to tie
exactly.
in.
Exactly. I
to...
was like, what is it?
And then I'm like, oh, wait. No, it doesn't.
I put that up pretty quickly, actually. But Ben was on another track.
Take two.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Let's rewind.
Ben, the great thing
this is.
Good thing we didn't record
the Ben
this,
British
right?
Network.
Yeah. Ben, at least you're going to be able to get by in life on your good looks. So
there's that. When did I get those?
They're coming at WWDC. That's your prediction.
Okay.
Good looks for Ben.
Good looks for Ben. So, Jeff, I think that means you're next.
Well, did Ben put in a
he
number?
He said plus five, yes.
Okay.
Boy, I really want this to be a thing. But will it? Ah, what the hell? Let's give it a five. I'm emotionally supporting you, Dave.
No. Okay. Marty, will you join the emotional support group that we have so far?
I'll tell you, Dave comes with these really kind of drilled down, logical, great ideas.
Yeah.
It's just the question for me is WWC going to go down that path, even though it's a good logical idea? I'm going to go plus four.
Plus four. Yeah, I mean, that is actually the right question. I mean, even if they're shipping it this year, will they talk about it? Because we know every year, I mean, there's a million things they ship and a million things they do, and some things they never talk about in the keynote because they just come out later or they announce it in September only, like with a new watch. Like, it's not guaranteed that everything gets talked about on stage. I think they can't. So...
Well. I'll add the caveat because, you know, they always put the grid in on every OS. Yeah. I think it's going to get mentioned in there.
Could be mentioned on there. Yeah. I mean, that counts. Mm-hmm. But even that, the space is limited. And the question is that important enough to mention, or do they have other things they want to mention? Well, it is possible, but I'm going to go with minus five on that one just for the entertainment value of maybe being wrong or maybe being right. We'll see.
And I would say even if it's a customizable control center, I don't think you can do that.
You can.
Now, can
you can. You can change out widgets on the control center already. That is already possible. But there's no third party.
You can remember.
Yet. Yeah, there's definitely that they announced that or did that last year. So it is definitely possible, and I would mostly agree that this could happen. I'm just thinking it's not an important enough feature that they will even mention it anywhere.
And one more thing, I just make sure I didn't do it either because Marty did it. Full disclosure, I did also ask ChatGPT to assist
That's
me
totally
in these predictions today.
ask anything you want. At the end, it's your prediction.
I went through like the long list like he did, and I picked the ones I thought would be good.
Exactly. So Ben, your iPad OS in docked mode prediction. I only wrote down half of it, so you'll have to tell us again.
Yep.
Chat room said +2. I forgot for the previous one.
Yep. In docked mode, some iPads will be able to run Mac apps.
Okay, iPad OS in docked mode will be able to run some. Will be able to run macOS, some macOS apps. Yeah, and you said, yeah, it doesn't matter. iPad OS can do it even if it's not all iPads. I think that's okay.
Yep, +5.
Okay. Might only be some iPads. I'll write it down so that we don't forget. +5 from you. Okay, Jeff. I know this is one of Ben's favorite things to predict. Do you agree?
No, I do not agree at all. I don't think this is happening. I think that's a barrier that Apple is not going to, or a threshold Apple is not going to go across. However, I want to do a +5 to emotionally support you, Ben, but I think I should leave it as a -5 for the entertainment value.
Okay. I mean, could have done this. There's also numbers between +5, right? So we could have done some other numbers.
Yes. And Jeff, for the record, this is not an old prediction. I'm leaving running Mac OS out of it.
Yes. But it's still your favorite topic to run something from the Mac on the iPad, kind of.
Yes. And the nuance was not lost on me.
Yeah.
I think Apple's okay going the other way. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, because we can do it.
We already have it.
I don't think they want to blur the line that much. But I emotionally support you on this one, because that would be super cool to be able to do that.
What does Marty think about this?
Cool. Until that little piece at the end was added on some iPads, I thought, nah. And then you put on some iPads, I thought, iPad Pros with the particular Apple Silicon processor might make that more attractive to sell more new hardware. I'm going with a 0.
Okay.
Strategic poker playing on my part.
That might actually be a quite smart strategic poker playing this part. I'm kind of on Jeff's side on this one. I don't think it's going to happen. I briefly thought about the whole story about could the Vision Pro do it? Because that might be the other option. Maybe it's not the iPad, but Vision Pro. But I'm going to go with a -4 on that one. I'm not 100% sure, especially what Marty just said, with it could be the iPad Pro only. But I think there's too many things that wouldn't work, and I'm not sure Apple wants to invest that much into iPadOS anymore. So, -4. Dave, you're last on this one.
You're muted.
Whoops, sorry about that.
Dave is speechless. His projection so good.
Yes, I'm going to go with -5. I don't think that is going to happen at all.
Okay, so we have an interesting round for this one. If Ben is right, he'll win 5 points, and basically everybody except for Marty will lose some, because the chat room also said -5. So it's going to be an interesting one. Jeff, what's your final prediction?
All right. Do you want serious or silly?
Silly. Always silly.
Okay. Okay.
Silliest.
Then, Patrice, this one will not include counting. Tim will wear a blue shirt again.
Okay. I'm not sure. Is that, did, like, how did that turn out the last couple of times? Because I'm like,
wrong.
is that
I
you were
I,
wrong?
I had a I had a stretch where I got the shirt color right. And but the last several keynotes I've had the color wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and there was
Tibble
one
wear shirt.
keynote where it was questionable because dependent on
Depending on lighting, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Blue shirt. I'm guessing that's five from you.
Sure. Although I should put minus five since I've had such a bad track record. But no, let's go ahead with plus five.
So it will be rainbow colored this time.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, your thoughts on this one?
I would say plus four.
Plus four. Okay.
And, you know, it's seems like a good color. I'm seeing this denim kind of blue on him, sort of a light denim blue on him, and that's registering with me. So I'll give a plus four.
Okay, I'll go the opposite. I'll go with a minus four, mostly because it's not it hasn't happened very often. Most of the time he wears like black, for example, seems to be
one of his favorite,
or gray or something like that, and I don't think he's gonna do that this time. So minus four for me. Dave?
Well, I mean, it's been since pretty much every keynote for the last, what, 7 years he's worn blue? So
no, exactly not, because Jeff has predicted it a couple, like a bunch of times, and he was usually wrong.
And been wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. But
it has
happened. Like, it's not completely possible.
I'll go like minus two.
Minus two, okay. And Ben, plus minus zero.
I will agree with Bob Beach and go for push.
Okay, thought so. Yeah, Bob Beach said also zero, so it's the same. Good. Marty, your final prediction.
Ooh. I have two. I wish we had a third prediction. The one prediction I had was about a discussion with a new Vision Pro. I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm going to go with something that's more about the OS. Vision Pro, Vision OS 26 will have a new icon management system. And I'm going to go as far to say it will be folder-like. Because it's a mess right now. They just can't do the same icon management system with the next version.
You mean for the home screen, right? It's like the
for the home screen. Yeah, I've got 11 home screens with apps in no alphabetical order.
Yeah. Completely
I right. think they need to come up. They're going to come up with a new management system, and I kind of hope it's folders.
So Vision OS will have a folder-like icon management system. Oh, I have two systems in here.
Yeah.
We only need one. Okay. Plus five, plus four.
Yeah.
Plus five.
Okay. Plus five.
Good. Okay. Good. that was kind of also on my list. I think folders are the obvious solution. Doesn't mean Apple will do the obvious, but it kind of, it feels like it already, because we already have that folder with the compatible apps. So I think it's a super easy small step to, I don't know why they haven't done it already, because I think it would have been quite easy to say, hey, in VisionOS 2.5 you can do folders. So I don't know why it took that long. So yeah, I agree. It's I really hope this happens. Maybe they have a more creative and better idea. Who knows? But I think folders are the most likely one. So plus five. Dave, since you also have a Vision Pro, you will be excited about this.
I will be excited about this, and I want it really bad. So I'm just going to go all in with my excitement, because it has to. I want it to happen. So I'm going to go plus five.
Plus five. All right, Ben, no stake in the game, no Vision Pro, but what do you think?
I want the platform to get better, so when I eventually have some type of Vision product, it will freaking rock. Let's go plus five.
All right, plus five as well. Jeff, also?
Oh, I totally think this is the year for this announcement to be made.
Yes.
However, I'm looking at all of the bets,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want this one to turn out to be a wash.
Yeah.
So I'm voting, or I'm betting based on that and not what I think is going to happen. So let's go ahead and just, I might as well go all in and do a minus five.
Yeah. I would say there's one possibility that it might not be announced on stage. Or they're like, they have so much else to talk about on VisionOS and it doesn't even make it. And it still ships. It's still there, but it's not talked about on video. So we'll see. Good. That brings me... Oh, chat room said plus three. I should mention that. That brings me to my final prediction. And I had a bunch of VisionOS things as well. It was kind of until Marty did one, and I was hoping he would. We didn't have any VisionOS things, so that was actually interesting. I'm going to say we do get... which one? I'll do the Persona one. So we will get improvements to the Persona, especially in FaceTime. This has been like, especially, oh, I should write that correctly.
I like the contraction you made for especially in.
Essily. Yes. Especially in FaceTime. This has been an ongoing development for Apple. Like the very first VisionOS one was really, really bad. I mean, it was kind of cool, but it was still pretty bad with the little windows. And then they escaped the windows, and they've been steadily improving them every, I don't know, dot something version or two. And I think it's time that they will do the next step. I've heard that they want to do more full body. Right now it's kind of like when you're doing a FaceTime call, it's like a ghost, it kind of ends here and then it kind of like you get a little ghost thing basically. And I think there's gonna be an improvement to the personas in FaceTime, especially because that's their premier app where they use personas. So plus five for me. Dave, have you tried that? Are you excited?
Gosh, that one is a tough one. Yeah, I'm going to give. I would agree with that, but I've got to be a little more conservative. I'm probably going to go a plus three.
Plus three, okay. Good. Ben, personas.
Full body personas push.
Push. Wow. Okay. Don't believe me. This will be really cool. I will be super excited.
Oh, like, yeah,
I can tell you, my InSpace group is super excited about this. I mean, we're hanging out on InSpace and on FaceTime all the time, so it makes sense. Jeff.
I think this is going to happen. Now, here's my question, though. Will it be something that we see during the keynote?
Hmm.
And
good question.
I think that while it's an important feature for a lot of people, it may not be important enough to show mm-hmm. during the keynote. So what I'm going to do, I've done fives all down the line. I just realized.
So, yeah. I think so.
So the real question is, should I go with another five or should I pick a different number this time just to mix that up?
Jeff, do an eight.
So I'm gonna do. I get that's a deep cut, Patrice.
Oh yes,
I got it.
Eight chevrons, please.
I went eight chevrons. Okay, so let's go minus five
mm-hmm.
only because I'm questioning if it will actually be shown.
All right, that is a good question. I mean, VisionOS probably doesn't get a lot of airtime unless they do a five-hour show. Marty, mm-hmm. you get the pleasure of doing the very final prediction. Well, the bet on the
So my question is, if it shows up on the summary card during a presentation, that's good.
Yes.
This is such a crowd pleaser. Everybody complains about personas. I don't get it. I mean, they're functional for me. If they're able to do the rest of the body and I can flip people off, give them the finger, they already have hand tracking, so I don't know why I can't do that now. But I think it's such a crowd pleaser and to a degree a developer pleaser. There will be a mention of a upgraded or updated persona, so I'm giving it a plus five.
All right, +5 for you, and Bob Beach says a 0 for the chat room. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a crowd pleaser, and I'm with you on that one. So yeah, it will take the next step. Good. That closes our official keynote poker two rounds, but we do have a couple minutes and some space. If you have any predictions you want to just throw in the ring, just for the pleasure and for bragging rights later, then you can do so now. Who wants
Other,
to?
no, otherwise known as the crazy stuff we somehow actually get right.
Yeah, usually
Yeah.
is. So,
A mention of Visionaire,
okay.
and a potential connection to how developers can develop for both Vision Pro and Visionaire.
Okay, cool. Vision Air is probably the glasses thing, right, that was talked about.
I think there's going to be three tiers. I think there's going to be Vision Pro, there's going to be Vision Air, and there's going to be Apple Glasses. That's I don't think they'll mention any of this, but my thought is the glasses will be basically notifications and some apps coming from your phone, particularly the Apple Core apps coming from your phone, maybe directions and things like that. Vision Air will have less capabilities, but will be more a media device primarily for consumers. And then Vision Pro is a
It's the Pro
productivity
device.
and
Okay, it makes sense. Cool. Written down. Ben, I think you said you had something.
I do too.
Mac Pro with an X1 chip.
With an X1.
Yep.
Wow. What is an X1?
Dedicated server chip. Possibly larger than an Ultra chip.
Pro has to almost, right?
Definitely with error correcting RAM.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, okay.
Oh, that's
That's cool.
cool.
That's a cool one. Dave, you said
Because I
and the
think Apple
chip
needs
and
it
the
for
chip
itself.
naming is an homage to their previous server
Oh,
offerings.
yes. Oh, that's so good. That story writes itself, basically. Dave.
I found this one. I thought it'd be kind of interesting if it would happen, like a wand-like device that would pair with your Vision Pro, that would be good for presentations, musical interfaces, 3D sculpting, like a stylus maybe that meets the magic remote for spatial computing. I saw that there and I thought that'd be an interesting
That is
off
an
the wall.
interesting one.
Vision Pro us, do what I want us.
Oh, that's funny. Anybody else?
I have a couple for you.
Sure, throw them in.
Okay, so my first one that ties in to Ben's prediction about the game app, and it's that Apple is going to show off Apple TV as a gaming console device. They're going to highlight this is a thing it is now. Then we will get a demonstration of, excuse me, we'll get a demonstration of the iPhone using an external display for extended desktop.
So basically, you can extend your iPhone screen into like another screen, like kind of what the iPad can already do. Okay. Extended desktop. What was the first one? I didn't write that down properly, I
The
think.
first one is a Apple will show Apple TV as a gaming console. So that ties into
Oh.
Ben's, thing with the game app.
Okay.
And we do have a prediction from Chuck that should go into this section as well.
Sure. Chuck. What does Chuck want to give us?
Chuck's prediction is that the new Mac OS name will be Gamut.
Okay, interesting. With one M probably.
Yep. I have another ungraded here.
Sure, throw it in.
Vision OS will support physical controllers.
Yeah, with the PlayStation.
It already
with the
does.
PlayStation announcement.
It already does. You could, even in the original OS 1 version, you could already connect controllers, as far as I remember.
Well, not game controllers, but 3D VR controllers.
Okay, that makes more sense, yes. Vision OS will support...
Oh, and I have one more.
Third-party controllers. Not just game controllers. Yeah, is that okay? Well, I should write that correctly. Vision OS will support third-party controllers, not just game controllers. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jeff, you had another one? I also have a couple.
I do. Almost forgot about this one. Yes. Okay. Swift is going to get a new graphic, and I'll call it no-code mode, so that people can write apps without actually having to create any code at all. So it's like drag modules around to do what you want, and then it generates
agentic
the code
AI,
from
basically.
There.
Agentic AI.
Yeah, basically an agentic AI way of coding. Yeah.
Okay, I'll throw that in here as well. So I have from the chat room, new Apple TV 8K or 4K 120, but I'll call it 8K, and new name is probably macOS Tahoe.
Yeah. That's the rumor out there.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And okay. I have four that I want to mention. We will get a home story where they show off new features in I think it's called Home OS. Mm-hmm. But so or an Apple no, what is it called? Apple Home it's called. You know, they will have go into the house and that they have always and you can see how they're using it and all of that.
The virtual house.
Yes. I think we will get round icons on iOS and iPadOS. Like we have it on the Vision Pro. The Vision Pro already has it, and that goes with the whole idea that I think Vision OS was kind of the first step in the direction of the new design across all the products. So, kind of makes sense. iPhone on iOS sharing to Vision OS, or to Vision Pro. So that right now you cannot do your iPad or your iPhone share it like you can do on a Mac. I think they will introduce that so they can control it on the Vision Pro. And visual elements from Vision OS come to iOS. So it kind of goes with the round icons, but also other concepts that they've tried, like, I don't know, the handlebars, things like that. There's a lot they can steal and learn from Vision OS. So those are mine. macOS Big Lake. Is that your prediction, Jeff?
Well, if it's Tahoe, that's how I'm going to remember it as macOS Big Lake.
Okay.
Yep.
I think it would be a car.
Oh. Yeah, now I'll never be able to remember what it is.
Okay.
macOS Zoom Zoom.
I have one more.
Okay. And then we should close the session.
Basically, the abilities of game porting toolkits will be integrated fully into the OS in a Proton-like mode for running Windows games.
What did you call it? Proton mode?
Proton-like mode.
Proton-like.
Yeah. Essentially, it would work similarly to the way that SteamOS does.
Yeah, and I mean, kind of also like Rosetta, right? A little bit like that.
Yeah.
Windows games. Yeah, okay, got that. Good. Big, beautiful lake. No, that's how the other guy will call it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's it for today. Whether we're right or not, we'll know, well, Monday, well, morning for the people in the US and evening for the people in Europe. So, we'll see. We'll see how wrong we are this time and who's gonna win. It's gonna be interesting. So, I think that's it for today. Let's go around and tell everybody where they can find out about you. And I'm gonna start with Ben this time.
Well, you can find me at Ben Rethig on your social media of choice. There are so many these days. You can find my writings and ravings at rethig.tech, or I apologize, rethigtech.com. You can most weeks find me here on the Mac Show. And when I actually have days off, the Big Show, In Touch with iOS, and Mac Voices Live with Mr. Absent Chuck Joyner.
If you want days off, you should work for Dave's company.
There you go.
I tried.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben. Speaking of Dave, how about you, Dave?
Well, thank you, Patrice. Great job. You can find me at In Touch with iOS, intouchwithios.com, YouTube channel, youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Chuck Mac Voices Live every Tuesday nights with all of most of us on the gang, sometimes Patrice, here on Fridays. And you can find me on Mastodon and Blue Sky. I'm at DaveG65, and I have a well-being today.
You do. You do. You're very well. Did you call it Chuck Mac Voices Live?
Did I say that?
Yes.
I thought I said Mac Weiss is live.
I mean, it
I could have
fits.
said it.
It
if, it,
fits.
if I did,
Chuck Mac Weiss
it
is
wasn't
live.
intentional.
Chuck Voice is live.
Chuck Weiss is live, yes. Marty, how about you? I know you have a really cool Vision OS themed show.
Yes. Well, first you can connect with me at Gencius, Gencius, at mastodon.social or on Blue Sky with the same handle. And I do vision profiles on Monday nights. Dave has joined us as a regular with Eric Bolden. And we also have Daniel come in and some other
Nice.
guests who want to come in. And we just cover the weekly news around Vision OS and other AR VR headsets. Other projects you can find. Well, I'm on Mac Voices with the gang on Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, Thursdays with In Touch with iOS with Dave. And other projects I do, you can find at the podtalk.net. That's my website that basically has got the connections to the different podcasts that I'm involved in.
Very cool.
This
Yeah,
is fun. This is fun.
this
I
is fun.
mean this whole thing has been a lot of fun for me. I think we need to have a trophy, even a digital
Oh,
trophy that
that would be
we.
cool.
I
You
will.
should have
I will
that.
work something up with Dolly or something, and then send it out.
That's a very
I'm
good idea.
looking forward to seeing it,
Me
even though
too.
I won't get it.
That would
Well, Jeff, I mean, you did win the last one, so.
That's
Trophy,
true.
I don't need no stinking trophy.
Jeff, speaking of the current like king of BTN Keynote Poker, what
Yeah,
about
soon to be dethroned, no
you?
doubt.
Dethroned and decapitated, isn't that how that works usually?
Yeah, really messes up my neckline. Anyhow, Jay Gambit on the social medias, and I'm active right now on Mastodon and Pixel Fed and Blue Sky, excuse me, for shows. Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS. I really like your new show logo, Dave. I think it's
Thanks.
sharp.
Yeah,
I
it
appreciate it.
looks awesome. Thank you.
And then let's see here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show and the Mac Show, Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and Patrice and I do Retro Rewatch. And Patrice, I'm so glad we are doing that show because I am having so much fun watching for the first time Stargate SG-1, which you have seen many, many times.
Yes, I have. The fun show. Do you want to know what I'm, where you can find me?
I would love to know where to find
Sure. Okay. So every week here on the Big Show, almost every week here on the Big Show and Mac Show, sometimes I'm traveling and I can't do it. Everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com, brings you there. And, well, Jeff already mentioned it, Retro Rewatch. We are almost done with season 2 of Stargate SG-1. I'm about to publish One False Step tonight. And then, I mean, that is episode 19 out of 22. So there's not a lot of season 2 left, and it's a good time to jump in. So head over to Retro Rewatch.
Awesome. Well, I suppose with that, it means it's time to really wrap up. So, yes. Patrice, thank you for being fantastic, as always, with managing our keynote poker. That was awesome. I know I didn't live up to your standards for talking about the live chat, but at least I don't need to have everyone telling me as I'm doing it, nope, that's wrong. So, huge improvement.
Nope, that's wrong.
See, nope, that's there wrong. We go. Nope. All right. So, thank you to all of you for an awesome show. And I can't wait to see who dethrones me when we do our wrap up for this next Friday. So please, everyone, come back for that on Friday. Hey, everyone that's watching and listening live, thank you for being here. And all of you that have been participating in the live chat, thank you for doing that as well. Who knows, maybe the chat room becomes the new king or queen of keynote poker.
Bob, if you win, you actually have to be on the show.
Yes, to accept your virtual crown or trophy. So everyone that watches or listens to the recordings later, thank you for being a part of this as well. All of you rock. Hey, Ewan, thanks for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure I have people for shows. AWE, thank you for being our sponsor for the show. And with that, I do believe it is time to wrap up, but I will remind you, come back next Thursday for the Big Show and again on Friday for the Mac Show. Everyone, have an awesome weekend.